Welcome to Talking Facts, what you need to know about family, food, finance, and fitness. This nationally recognized, award-winning podcast is hosted by the University of Kentucky Family and Consumer Sciences Extension Program. Our educators share research knowledge with individuals, families, and communities to improve quality of life.
Hello, and welcome to Talking Facts, what you need to know about family, food, finance, and fitness. I am your host, Mindy McCulley, Extension Specialist for Instructional Support with Family and Consumer Sciences Extension at the University of Kentucky. We are housed in the Martin Gatton College of Agriculture, Food, and Environment. Smoothies are a great way to start your day, or they might be the way that you take off the edge when you need a late night snack. But my guest today, Anna Kaysen, who is an Extension Associate in the Department of Dietetics and Human Nutrition, is going to talk to us about super smoothies, your guide to building a better smoothie. So welcome, Anna.
Hi, Mindy. Thank you so much for having me today.
So why smoothies?
This is a great question. So a smoothie can be whatever you want it to be. Like you mentioned at the beginning, it can be a sweet treat, a nutritious snack, or a full meal if you have the right ingredients. So that's what I'm going to talk about today, how to build the best smoothie for you.
This is going to be a fun show. So where do we start?
All right. So to begin, we're going to talk about the basic necessities to build a smoothie. First, you're going to have something to blend the ingredients to make it what it should be, which is smooth. Now, this can look a little bit different. I don't want people to automatically discount our conversation if they don't have a blender or the top of the line blender that you might see in ads today. But a blender is what people usually use to make smoothies, but there are also other types that you can use. So you can do a personal blender that is just going to make one serving for yourself. It also takes up a little less room on a countertop. There are also immersion blenders that can go in a cup or in a bowl to make a smoothie. You can also use a food processor if you have that lying around your kitchen. Something a little less common can work, but and it might be a little bit more time consuming, but if you've got it on hand, then you can give it a shot.
Okay. So I'm just thinking off of the top of my head, but if you had a little extra muscle power, could you even use like a shaker?
You might be able to, depending on the ingredients that you use. So if you're using whole fruits or frozen fruits, like we're going to talk about later, I don't think that it would blend up to be smooth. Okay. So that might not be the best option. But if you're using yogurts or already blended fruits, then you might be able to shake it and make it smooth with a spoon or maybe through a straw.
Okay. So let's just assume that we have a blender and we can check that off the list. What's next?
All right, so we're going to get down into it. We're going to break a smoothie down into three parts. We're going to start with the base, then we'll talk about the bulk, and then we'll finish with the boost.
Okay.
So like I mentioned, smoothies can be almost anything you want them to be, depending on what you use to make it. So we're going to start with the base. You'll put that in your blender first. It's going to be the liquid part of the smoothie, like milk, yogurt, or juice, and it really helps to make a smoothie be smooth and creamy. The measurements will change depending on how much you use of the different ingredients, but typically we're going to say start with a cup.
Okay.
So you can start with a cup of milk. You can start with a cup of yogurt. There's some less common ingredients that people have been using lately, like cottage cheese. That's going to add some extra protein. You can also use fruit juice. We would recommend 100% fruit juice without some added sugar in there. There are also some vegetable juices that'll add some additional nutrients like antioxidants to that smoothie. And then if you don't do dairy, so if you're not doing cow's milk or yogurt, there are also the dairy alternatives like oat milk, almond milk, things like that that you can find in the grocery. Lastly, something that is convenient and affordable and that most of us have on hand is water. So
oh,
you can
definitely
add water to the smoothie. It'll make it a little bit more thin. So you could drink it through a straw, but then you also don't have to just do water. If you have a little bit of fruit juice laying around and you've got a little bit of yogurt left over, you could combine them all. So really what we're talking about today is how flexible a smoothie can be and how you can use some ingredients that you may already have on hand to make a smoothie.
I love all of these tips and I love to mix up and change things around to get different flavors.
Yes, makes it fun.
So all of these different base options are going to really change the flavor. They're going to change the consistency. And so I think that they're great options. So if we have this base in our blender, what's next?
All right. So next to the next B we'll start with is the bulk. So that's what it's going to sound like. It's going to create the bulk of our smoothie, or the biggest part of it. It's going to add a lot of flavor, texture, and color changes. When we think of smoothies, you probably think of adding fruits to it, which, yes, I'm going to encourage you to add fruits, but you can also add vegetables into a smoothie, and typically you won't taste them a lot. So it's a great way to increase how many vegetables you eat in a day, especially maybe for young kiddos that you got around, or if you just don't typically like the taste of vegetables, this is a great way to kind of hide the flavor while you're still getting the nutrients. Now, a couple considerations to think about. You can do fresh produce that you see in the grocery store, but you can also do canned and frozen options that are usually more affordable, and they're more shelf stable and available year round. But with these options, I'm going to encourage you to reach for ones that don't have any added sugar, like canned fruits that are in 100% fruit juice, not in syrup. And then also frozen vegetables or frozen fruits that don't have added sugar or added sodium to them.
No reason to boost that sodium level.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so the bulk is the biggest part. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how much of this bulk do we add to our blender?
So again, smoothies are flexible, especially depending on if you're making it just for yourself or if you've got someone else that you're going to share it with. But a general guidance is to start with a cup or a cup and a half. Remember, you can always add more of the base or of the bulk once you kind of get to blending. And if it's too thick or if it's too thin, you can kind of play around with that bulk to adjust it.
And I'm guessing that bulk is going to make it thicker. It's going to be kind of a thickening agent,
yes,
right?
Absolutely. Especially if you're using those frozen fruits or vegetables, it's going to really add that almost thick ice creamy texture versus if you're using fresh ones or canned produce options, it will be a little bit thinner, but you can always add a handful of ice in there to thicken it up also.
And I know when I was making smoothies for my kids, or even now for my granddaughter, one of the ways that I could get them to drink them was to say, oh, this is kind of like a milkshake. And so mm-hmm. using those frozen items was a great way to give it that milkshake consistency.
Yes, absolutely.
So now that we have the base and the bulk, what's the final step?
All right. Last but certainly not least is the boost. So this is the part to boost the flavor, boost the texture, or boost the nutritional value and more. If you want a sweeter treat, you could add a little bit of honey or maple syrup. You can add some nuts and seeds for a fun crunch and some additional nutrients. You can add some cooked beans even to increase the protein content. Oats will thicken the smoothie and add fiber to help you feel fuller for longer. Nut butters can add a fun taste and add more protein and fat. You can also use things that you may have on hand in your pantry, like cinnamon, if you have some sunflower seeds, if you have overripened fruits maybe that are sitting in your fridge that are on the cusp of needing to be thrown out, but they're a little too soft, you don't want to eat them, you can throw them in a blender and make it smooth.
Bananas. I think that's a great use for bananas because they really do smooth things out, but I don't like overripe bananas at all to eat.
They're a little too brown and you don't want to eat them, but you also don't have time to make banana bread or something.
Exactly. It's a great use for them.
Yes.
And I don't like to waste food. So that's a great way to
use
bananas. You know, it's a great time to put just a little drop or two of chocolate syrup in there because you can really, you don't have to use much syrup to get that chocolate flavor.
Mm-hmm. Or cocoa powder. Some people have that laying around from baking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's a great way to use it. So this boost sounds like it can be a fun addition to the smoothie, but how do we know how much to add?
So the boost is going to be a little bit more tricky than the base or the bulk. I would suggest starting small because, again, it's flexible. You can always add more. So start small, taste it, and then add more if you want. But it's a little more difficult to take some away if you've already added it.
That is a great tip. Yeah. Once you put too much in, all you can do is add more base in bulk, right?
Yes. And then it gets to be a lot.
Yeah. And that's one thing about smoothies. They're really, really hard to store. So if you don't have room to eat it all, you're
Yes. So I've got a fun tip and trick for that. We do want to eat smoothies within 24 hours of making them. You can store them in the refrigerator in an airtight container. Or if you've got lots left over, you can pour it in an ice tray and put a toothpick in it and then freeze it. And you've got a little popsicle later on to snack on.
Now that sounds like fun. A little popsicle pop.
Yes.
lots of fun. A pop of a popsicle. So this sounds easy enough. And so if we've never considered how versatile these smoothies can be, this would be a great time to try some different flavors.
Yes, absolutely. Again, it can be a little snack if you want something. It can be a whole meal, but if you're going to use it as a meal, you do want to try to incorporate an aspect of each food group, including grains, fruits, vegetables, dairy, protein, and fat into it, which is possible, but it does take a little more consideration. Or you can just make a smoothie and then have something on the side with it as well.
And it seems to me like it would be a great way to try out some new fruits and vegetables that maybe you hadn't tried before. You might not be committing to a whole meal of something that everybody doesn't like. It would just be a little taste of a fruit or vegetable in a drink, as opposed to having to eat something that you might not find as palatable.
Yes, especially if the texture is a little bit different, you can throw it in a smoothie and then you'd never know.
And one of the exciting things about smoothies is that they're quick and convenient and can be taken on the go. So absolutely. You don't really have to sit down and eat them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So smoothies sound so much easier than preparing a whole meal for our families. Are there any last tips or tricks that you have before we wrap up the show?
The last thing, one of my favorite tips and tricks with smoothies, once you've finished it or if you've poured it into a bowl or another cup, if you fill up your blender about halfway with some warm water and throw a splash of dish soap in there and then blend it up, it'll get off that top layer, that first layer of all the food so that it makes washing a breeze. So that's
I love that trick.
Yes. Makes it even simpler.
Yes. Any meal that is easy to prepare and easy to clean up is a win-win for me.
Yes, a one-stop shop.
Anna, thanks so much for sharing with us today. I hope you'll come back and give us other tasty treats to share with our families.
Of course. Thank you, Mindy.
If you are just tuning in, you're listening to Talking Facts, and you can find us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Thank you for listening to Talking Facts. We deliver programs focusing on nutrition, health, resource management, family development, and civic engagement. If you enjoyed today's podcast, have a question or a show topic idea, leave a like and a comment on Facebook at UKFCSEXT or send us an email at UKFCSEXT@uky.edu. Visit us online at fcs.uky.edu to learn more about the University of Kentucky Family and Consumer Sciences Extension Program, or contact your local extension agent for Family and Consumer Sciences. We build strong families. We build Kentucky. It starts with us.